Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Paul Purcell.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good.
What can I do for you today?
Actually, I wanted to see that sign up for Arch Top.
Okay, so you want to sign up?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. Did you need additional information? I can provide you with some information based on our plans.
No, I mean, we don't even have it yet in this area. I just got the thing in the mail. So how does that work?
Well, okay, let's go ahead and take a look at your service address first. What is your service address, please?
It's 128 Elder Drive, Kingston, New York, 12401.
All right, and just bear with me. All right, so it does show that the in-service date would be February 15th. So what that means is that we would be able to go ahead and pre-order at the moment. And then once February 15th comes around, we would be able to give you a call and essentially get you scheduled.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, so you don't need anything down today then, correct?
No, nothing down today.
Okay. All right, yeah, we can do that.
Okay, absolutely. All right, and do you know which plan you were planning on going for?
I actually didn't know there were different plans.
Yeah, so we offer the 1 gig and the 2 gig. The 1 gig essentially is $69.99 if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account. And then the 2 gig plan that we offer is it's $89.99 if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account.
The 1 gig itself is faster than Spectrum, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we'd probably be good with that.
Okay, absolutely. All right, so we can definitely go ahead and do that for you. All right, and did you need any home service, like home phone service?
No.
Okay. And then approximately how large would you say your home is in square footage?
I believe it's in between, probably in between 1,500 and 2,000.
1,500 and 2,000? Okay.
Yeah.
Square feet?
Yes.
Okay. The only reason that I ask about that is because there are many factors involved with deciding whether or not you need any extenders. We do include the first one at no additional cost. If you were to need more than the one extra extender, it would be $8 per month per extender. But
and that's
for
the Wi-Fi, correct?
Yes, that's for the Wi-Fi.
Because right now I'm using a larger router. And like on the one streaming box at the far end of the house, we still have a little bit of like the picture jumps once in a while and stops.
Oh, my. Okay.
So, yeah, I'll probably just go with the one for now. Because I think, I talked to someone the other day from there. He said that you guys also provide a router.
We do, yes.
Okay, so I was thinking about just connecting directly off the router, like I did with my one streaming box. How many connections does that support?
So if you're hardwiring the connections, it would support 4 for the router.
Okay. All right, so. All right, yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out because I'm also running 2 game consoles that I have hardwired. So, all right, I can make that work.
Yeah, absolutely. And then another option that you can always do is you can always go to an electronics store or like any kind of store that handles electronics, such as Best Buy, Walmart, Target. They do sell Ethernet switches. So essentially it'll kind of like split the Ethernet into multiple ports.
Okay. So it's just like an adapter type thing that splits it. Okay. Like the old school phone lines
Yeah,
kind of.
basically.
Okay, got you. All right, that's good to know.
And then
All right.
you stated that you were not looking for home phone service, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And do you rent or do you currently own your property?
Own.
Are your utility wires going to your house through the air or under the ground?
Through the air.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No, it's the same.
All right. And go ahead and provide me with your full spelling of your first and last name, please.
Paul, Paul, Purcell, Purcell.
Okay. Email address, please.
Coyote 6, number 6, Purcell at yahoo.com.
You said that was at Yahoo?
Yes, yahoo.com.
Okay, and just to confirm, that was Coyote, Coyote, the number
Correct.
6, Purcell, at yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then the best phone number to reach you, or the primary number that you'd like on the account at least?
845-706-3201.
And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Probably phone. Actually,
Okay.
no, probably email would be best.
All right, and just so you are aware, you may receive some marketing emails. If you want to unsubscribe from those, you can always click the unsubscribe button at the bottom of the emails.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna do that right away.
Yeah, no worries. But otherwise, you should be receiving account specific other than that once you unsubscribe for the marketing emails.
Okay.
Did you want to enroll in auto pay and paperless billing now? You do get that $10 discount that we previously discussed.
I can't do that right now because my wife takes care of that.
Okay, no worries. I will sign you up for paperless, but definitely when you get the chance, log in online. You should be receiving two emails today, one of which will be the confirmation of your order, and the other one will be the invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber online account. And you will
Okay.
be able to edit the auto pay settings there.
All right, sounds good.
How did you heard about us through the direct mail? You received mail in the mail?
Well, I work for the city of Kingston, so some of your representatives were coming into our office
Okay.
and stuff, and also I got the thing in the mail
All
very
right.
soon.
Awesome. Awesome. And is there any information about the property that our installer should be aware of, such as any buried wires, septic tanks, gas lines?
No, it's pretty much wide open.
Okay. And did you have any questions or comments for our techs?
So are they, so they're not using the pre-existing cable line, correct?
No, because we are fiber. It is not anything like coaxial.
Okay. All right. So it's a totally new line. So they're going to have
Correct.
to drill into the house to get the line inside, or?
Not necessarily. So it really depends on the opening that's available there. Sometimes there is an opening wide enough to house the cable as well as your current.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess that's about it then.
All right, perfect. And that is actually everything that we needed to know. You are definitely set up in the system, and once the in-service date that I provided you comes around, we will be calling you to schedule you for an install, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Was there anything else that I can help with today?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so, so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. We will definitely speak to you soon when it is time to schedule you for your install. And I really do hope that you have a fantastic holiday season.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.